welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer once again, joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest, Carl Germano, is back as well. And we spent the first hour talking about brain nutrients and a product made by Bluebonnet Nutrition called Power Thought Caplets. And, hey, Don, why don't you tell everybody how they can listen to the first hour in case they're tuning in late?
Well, the first hour and eventually the second hour as well will be available as an MP3 file on our website. Just go to Wilner.com and click on the tab, I think it's called Radio Shows. Mm-hmm. And once you get there, you'll see a couple of choices. We actually have it divided up, the most recent shows and the later shows. We try to provide information, move it from the recent to the last. So check the recent tab for the most recent programs, and for shows that are older, you'll find them in the next tab down. Okay, so go to Wilner.com, and you can listen to any previous radio show that your heart desires.
All right. Okay.
By the way, Arnie, yeah. While we're talking about the website, also, you know, we mentioned the newsletter. Of course, we talk about our printed catalog. One of the other things that's relatively recent development is that for those of you who don't get our printed catalogs and printed newsletters, which we do four times a year, they are now available to view online, the entire catalog, the entire newsletter. You can also look at that on our website as well, Wilner.com.
All righty. Okay, those of you who are on the phones, thanks for staying there over the break. Our phone number, by the way, is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Georgia, calling all the way from the Bronx. Hi, Georgia.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to know if I could incorporate Power Thought for my husband who has Lewy body dementia. I do give him the Wilner liquid ginkgo that I got.
Uh-huh.
And he gets the excellent patch, and I give him fish oil and CoQ10.
Yeah, you're doing all the right things.
Yeah, let me make a comment there. Lewy body dementia is a form of dementia that's different from Alzheimer's but has certain overlaps. And it would certainly be safe to give the product.
Oh.
And nobody's really tested it on this subgroup of people, but I think the odds would be reasonably good that it would have a good effect as it would for Alzheimer's.
Yes, because of all the everything in it. It sounds very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. Thank you. As always, I always order my medications from you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much for that, Georgia. Okay. Before the break, we said that we were going to talk a little bit about glutamine and not only about its brain function effects, but its athletic effects as well.
Absolutely. I mean, glutamine is the most abundant amino acid, free amino acid in the body, and it's involved in numerous biochemical and biological functions, including the maintenance of muscle, where it increases its synthesis, its buildup, and it decreases its breakdown or degradation. It's also involved in immune health. In particular, it's important for the function of metabolically active tissue in general, including the cells of the immune system, intestinal tract, muscle, and brain. And it's used and significantly used during periods of intense physical stress. Interestingly, glutamine is concentrated in muscle tissue, where it is stored and released to the rest of the body during those stressful periods. This is why many hospital-based formulas have glutamine added to it, because glutamine has been used for the nutritional treatment addressing trauma, infections, burns, post-operative conditions. So you'll see it in a lot of those hospital feedings. For the athlete, during and after intense exercise, glutamine stores can be significantly depleted and conditionally essential in these times for greater need. So in addition to its role in muscle synthesis, research has shown that glutamine supplementation after exercise can also aid in getting your stores of glycogen, the storage form of glucose in muscle, which is required to do work over time, back to useful levels so that the muscle breakdown is minimized. And again, this is an important part because this happens to talk to the issue of proper carbohydrate consumption for the athlete or those under intense physical activity. And that is to say, in our carbohydrate-phobic world, it doesn't work. It backfires. And so we must have adequate energy supplies for muscle, which in the form of glycogen, of which glutamine has a part to play. So with that said, this makes glutamine probably one of the most important factors influencing the rate at which you preserve or break down muscle after exposed to strenuous activity. And with that said, we have to look at the athlete as a patient, because the stress of exercise, what it does to the body in terms of raising inflammation, increasing oxidative stress, breaking down muscle, and increasing fatigue, as well as suppressing the immune system for a very short transient period of time, we have to look at that athlete as a patient, and we have to treat them as that patient, and we have to do it above and beyond what the sports nutrition world has been telling us, just focusing on protein, focusing on stimulants, and then the undesirable steroids out there. There is a better way to handle the physiological stressors of activity in a much more efficient way to get that person to perform better. So the mantra here is, if you recover from that stress more efficiently, you will perform better. And that's true even of brain disorder here. Again, I talked at the beginning of the show the fact that we have to address the fatigue in the brain cells, the damaging of the mitochondria, the part of the cell that produces energy, reducing the inflammation, reducing the oxidative stress, reducing the inflammatory compounds. No different here, and we're talking about the athlete in a different way. Essentially, the stress of disease, whether it's in the brain or whether you just come off the field, is not much different from a physiological standpoint.
Okay, I guess there's two types of exercise. You have exercise where you go and do some sprinting and running and, you know, breaking a heavy sweat. And I guess there's the weightlifting exercise.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you differentiated the two, because bodybuilding is not athletics. I'm talking about certainly the football players, basketball players, tennis players, cyclists, triathletes, people involved in heavily strenuous activity where we have to worry about all these issues. Now, that's not to say that the person going into the gym trying to build muscle, I don't have to address in a similar fashion, albeit less, because the intensity of the exercise is where we have to be careful. When you're reaching 80 to 90% of your maximal heart rate for extended periods of time, that's when we have a lot of the damage that occurs. For the guy who's just lifting weights, yeah, I'll have to address muscle building more above and beyond just giving them excess protein, which has been jammed down people's throats. That's not the only thing you do to preserve muscle synthesis or prevent its degradation, its breakdown. So there's a lot of misled information. The athlete is misled on either side, whether you're talking about an endurance athlete, a strength athlete, those involved with heavy strenuous activity in general. I still have to address the nonsense that's been out there for way too long.
Okay. All right. So now we know all about glutamine, or a little bit about glutamine. Okay, but I said we'd get to some of these callers who stayed over the break. So let's talk to Tom from Summit, New Jersey.
Good afternoon. Love your show, guys. Again, thanks for taking my call. The comment on huperzine before, if you have enough time to ask my main question, I would appreciate it if you could address a huperzine question. But my main question is, With a lot of these supplements, particularly, and you know, specifically the Power Thought, does it make a difference whether you're taking the food or not, or you take it in the evening or the morning? And are there any interactions with any drugs that a lot of us take, like statins and that kind of thing?
Well, with respect to when you should take it, the fact that it has amino acids in there, I strongly recommend to take it either on an empty stomach or with a small carbohydrate snack, so to speak. The reason being is that if you take it with a meal that has protein and that protein breaks down to its amino acids, there's a lot of competition for absorption. So if I want to absorb it efficiently, then I would stay away from proteins for that meal or an empty stomach. As far as huperzine A is concerned, you know, acetylcholinesterase inhibitors, of which Aricept is one, is the way huperzine A acts, and it acts very well that way. And so for those patients out there who've had issues with taking Aricept, whatever the side effect may be, this may be a nice substitute for it.
Okay, Tom, we need to pause for a short break. Did you have any other questions?
One quickie on the huperzine. My main doctor is an osteopath, and he has concerns about huperzine because there have been no studies about side effects. So I'm going to hang up, and if you could answer that, that'd be terrific. And I'll just listen to you on the radio.
Most of the studies that have been done with huperzine A, they just don't look at endpoints of efficacy. They also look at side effects, which have to be, which have to be expressed. And I have not seen them in the general studies that that are out there. But again, side effects with any particular medication or high dose nutrient therapy can occur depending upon what else is brought to the plate with that patient. So since I don't really know what other medications this person's on, it's hard to say whether or not there will be a reaction.
Okay, thanks for that call, Tom. All right, our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call so we can answer your questions. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest is Carl Germano, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount price, of course.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. Well, what's the reason for our success? All I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we will have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. And these anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or in the stores.
And, of course, while you're in the store, we'd love to talk to you. We have two stores, actually, in Manhattan, and we have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3 and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take anti-aging 3 collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking anti-aging 3 collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Do you have mushroom wisdom? In Asia, medicinal mushrooms are relied upon for their unique ability to promote health and well-being. Now, Mushroom Wisdom brings the immunity-boosting benefits of maitake mushrooms to your everyday healthy lifestyle in maitake defraction supplements. Defraction is a proprietary compound largely responsible for maitake's immune support benefits. Mushroom Wisdom extracts defraction from the purest maitake mushrooms, grown in a pristine environment free of pesticides and fertilizers, and brings it to you in defraction tablets, capsules, and tincture. Mushroom Wisdom introduced maitake extract to America nearly 20 years ago. Its maitake defraction supplements are now relied upon by a large number of healthcare professionals and consumers for ultimate immune support, and defraction has been used in numerous cancer studies at leading university medical centers. Experience the immune-boosting properties of Mushroom Wisdom maitake defraction supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest is Carl Germano, and we were talking about some brain nutrients that were found in a product made by Bluebonnet Nutrition called Power Thought Caplets. Okay, and we're answering your phone calls at 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Okay, Pat, calling from New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I have a question. I have a 29-year-old daughter who was just diagnosed bipolar 1 and put on lithium. She just started the medicine a couple of days ago. She's feeling very drowsy from it. Could you suggest something that might be a good supplement for her?
Okay, well, this is a medical thing, so the first crack goes to Dr. Podell.
Okay, in terms of treating bipolar disorder, there is a small literature that suggests that fish oil is helpful for the depression phase.
Uh-huh.
And it's not perfect literature, but there's a fair number of decent studies. So that would be something, again, you have to talk with the psychiatrist, but that would be something reasonable to add on.
Okay.
I see here, in looking at the National Library of Medicine, that magnesium seems to be helpful in preventing or reducing the manic phase.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a double-blind study using folic acid, which seemed to be helpful. So these are all things to talk with the psychiatrist about. The important thing about lithium is not so much with nutrients, but with drugs. Tremendous amount of interactions. And that lithium has a relatively, let's say, the toxicity can come at relatively low doses. So things like getting dehydrated or taking diuretics or going out in the summer sun and sweating a whole lot can raise the lithium levels into toxic levels. So it's really important to monitor it, which I'm sure the psychiatrist is doing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but as far as your first question about the way your daughter feels, you said she's lethargic like that?
Yes, very.
You'd need to definitely speak to the prescribing physician because he needs to know what's going on. Bipolar is not something you just want to deal with on your own. It's too potentially
right.
serious. So I would strongly
right.
suggest that you speak to him and tell him what the medication is doing to her.
Yes, they are monitoring that. I just thought maybe there was something while she's waiting to adjust to the medication that, you know, might sort of help her out.
There might be, but we don't know how it would impact the medication.
Right. I understand. Well, thank you very much. This is helpful.
Thank you. Thanks so much for the call. Okay. Who's next? Tony, calling from Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you for taking my call, Doctor. I'm taking Ginkgo biloba by Jarrow, 120 milligrams twice a day, and taurine and L-carnitine.
Okay,
three
good.
Three times a day. That's about 1,500 milligrams. And I want to know if I could incorporate that with the brain thought.
With the power thought?
The power thought, sorry.
You probably could, sure. If you're taking the full dose of power thought, you might want to drop down one on the extra ginkgo you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, just take one of the extra ginkgos, and you know, you'll be getting some ginkgo from the power thought.
Okay. How many milligrams is in the power thought, the ginkgo?
Ginkgo has each two caplets have 40 milligrams. So if you took four, that would be 80 milligrams. Or
mm-hmm.
if you took six, that would be 120 milligrams.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay, doctor. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's talk to Fran calling from New Jersey.
Hi, doctor. I have a question. My question is, my daughter had gastric bypass 7 years ago, and recently, up to 3 years ago, she had two seizures while she was in the store. They did complete scans of the brain and everything, and they come out with hypoglycemia. Is there anything she could do to prevent these seizures?
Is she a diabetic? Is she taking insulin or anything like that?
No.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she'll be shopping in the store, and all of a sudden, she'll start to shake, get a seizure, and fall down. Wake up unconscious. You know, she's unconscious. They take her to the hospital. Her first seizure was 3 years ago, and now she had another one about 4 months ago in May or June.
Well, let me tell you how to treat hypoglycemia, although I'm a little skeptical as to whether that's the main cause of why she's having a seizure.
Well, did she have an electroencephalogram? Did she
Hi, doctor. It's me, Fran's daughter. I had EEGs done. I had EKGs done. I had MRIs with and without contrast. I had CAT scans done.
Okay, so they don't think it's a seizure disorder.
No, they didn't. They found everything was normal. The only thing is, I've looked up things online about hypoglycemia through the bypass.
Okay, you know what? We'll talk to you again. We'll talk to you now, after the break. We have to pause for a break, including a check on traffic. You're listening to all of us here on WOR. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a board-certified heart surgeon for over 40 years, maybe even more, now practicing integrative medicine for more than a decade. I have an important message about healthcare today, and that is the high cost of repair. Not everything's covered, and conventional medicine doesn't do it all. In today's environment, prevention is key. Vitamins and nutrients play a very big role, but for most people, it's still one big and expensive mix-and-match puzzle. All of these different jars and capsules to deal with. Well, now the puzzle is solved. Propax with NT Factor is the daily, all-inclusive regimen that solves the puzzle and beats the cost. Five tablets twice a day in the easy-to-carry packet, and you're protected against the effects of aging, stress, and most of all, fatigue. Proven in seven clinical trials, Propax with NT Factor puts you ahead of your game. Solve the vitamin puzzle and beat the cost. Visit Wilner's today and ask for Propax with NT Factor. It's recommended by me, Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And it looks like we have a bit of a problem on the Cross Bronx Expressway. This report is sponsored by Adelphi University. Eastbound at Webster Avenue, a disabled vehicle. Looks like it's been cleared away, but traffic's still very slow through the area. And you will anticipate a tight ride. The Bruckner-Deegan combination, a better option. In Queens, eastbound LIE at Springfield Boulevard, a crash. One lane's going to be blocked off. Westbound side, starting to see congestion now as you travel through Queens. That's because folks starting to come home from the east end of the island, so things starting to get tied up just a little bit. Elmsford Sawmill north at 119 remains closed down in Westchester due to a serious crash. As a result, coming off the thruway, heading on to the northbound Sawmill, not possible, all due to this crash, so you want to steer clear. Across the Tappan Zee Bridge, you're okay. Life is a series of transitions with college and career success among them. Amazing things happen in Adelphi's classrooms every day. Change is good. Visit adelphi.edu/success. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
WOR.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, a nutritional supplement for professionals.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Carl Germano. Before we get back to the phones, I want to urge you to check out the sales now in effect at Wilner Chemists. As part of our 100-year anniversary celebration, we have all sorts of great discounts in place, including the four CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100, 120, 200, and 400 milligrams on sale at 75% off list price. We also have 50% off discounts on products products from Country Life, Doctor's Best, Garden of Life, Heal, Jarrow Formulas, Macro Life, Mushroom Wisdom, New Chapter, Planetary Herbals, Source Naturals, Phytotech, and more. Check the website, Wilner.com, for a full listing. Okay, Don.
Well, okay, why don't we first finish the discussion we started with Fran, Arnie, about,
right,
or am I missing something?
That's right. You're absolutely right.
The seizures, okay.
Good.
Yeah. The
hypoglycemia and so forth.
People have had gastric bypasses. A known complication is that they can have episodes of low blood sugar. And it's not entirely clear why this is, but in effect, eating smaller meals, which I'm sure she's already doing, and reducing the carbohydrate component of the meals, perhaps increasing a little bit of fat like olive oil, will slow down the gastric emptying. The problem that causes hypoglycemia seems to be that the carbohydrate rushes in and the insulin overreacts, and that drives the blood sugar down.
Well, one of the other things from a nutritional standpoint, and that is if you had a gastric bypass, I take it that you were dealing with an obesity issue, correct?
Nope. I lost 110 pounds.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I lost 110 pounds from
Gastric
bypass.
And this is not uncommon, and that is to say that when you have gastric bypass, you know, the stomach acts as somewhat of a filter. When you have a mixed meal and there's carbohydrate in that meal, it can help slowly release the carbohydrate when you have proteins and fats available.
It looks like the day I had the two seizures, prior to the seizure, I had a high carbohydrate meal.
Yeah, and so we are getting a little bit closer as we do the detective work and to try to understand what you're doing. And here's my advice. You really should get yourself into the hands of a good nutritionist in your area to work out a proper diet that's going to be critical to keeping your blood sugar steady throughout the day. Now, whether it be small, frequent meals, limiting the amount of carbohydrate can be secondary to mixing it with proteins and fats. The key here is not glycemic index, it's glycemic load. And you can lower the glycemic load when you mix that carbohydrate with fat and protein, or you use more complex forms. But it has to be regimented out in a specific way, and what you just told me kind of leads me to feel that this is a food-related reactive hypoglycemia that can be easily treated with your diet.
Thank you very much. I truly appreciate it, and we love your program. Continue on.
Thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot, Fran. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. And by the way, that number, 1-800-321-0710, works down in Atlanta, Georgia. This show is being heard on WGKA all the way down in Atlanta. So you Atlanta folks, give us a call, as well as you New York folks. Okay, Chris from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes, hi, doctors. Thank you. I have a brother that does have the same thing as the lady before, and he's not overweight either. He's like 133 pounds, and all of a sudden he'll be sitting there and he'll just start to shake. And a couple times, thank goodness, we avoided going to the hospital. But he has been to the hospital several times, and they've given him the Benadryl or something. I don't know exactly what they gave him to get him out of the seizures. And we're just trying to figure out, you know, he's allergic to wheat, so he does keep a gluten-free diet. But what's bringing on the shakes, we're still not quite certain what the levels are.
Yeah, do they think he actually had an epileptic seizure?
No, that's not epileptic. It's just a seizure. Like, you know, your muscles tighten up. And
right. And see, this can be from any number of things, one of which could be the dietary hypoglycemia, as we spoke about last time. And there the treatment is fairly standard, as you want to eat less simple carbohydrates, and you want to make sure there's some fat or protein with your meal and not just a carbohydrate meal. Now, whether that's what's going on with him or not, that's a whole other question.
A lot of fat stuff, so maybe it should be adding a little bit more.
Well, what I have patients do actually is have them take 1 or 2 teaspoons of olive oil with each meal after which the you know, the event usually happens, so that if you get it in the mid-afternoon, well, you can have a snack at 2:30 or 3 o'clock, but you can also slow down the gastric emptying if you take, say, 2 teaspoons of olive oil with lunch.
Oh, okay.
And then the carbs will last longer, hopefully till the next meal.
Yeah, I think that could be it. That sounds like very interesting, because he does eat a lot. He doesn't drink a lot of water. He doesn't drink a lot of oils, so that may be something good to think about. Thank you very much.
Okay, Chris, thanks so much for that call. 1-800-321-0710. Hey, give us a call. Okay, I know, Don, I know you wanted to ask Carl a question.
Yeah. Well, you know, Carl spoke earlier about the amino acid-like compound, carnitine, and I share his enthusiasm for carnitine. But I think there are things about carnitine that can be confusing to the consumer. You know, there's, for one thing, there's different forms of carnitine available on the market as supplements. We spoke about the acetyl L-carnitine, and Blue Bonnet has acetyl L-carnitine. Blue Bonnet also has a straight L-carnitine, although they have it in different forms. They have it in veggie caps, they have it in liquid-filled capsules, they have it in a liquid form, and there's other types of carnitine, the GPLC. So what I thought might be interesting, or let's say informative to the listeners, Carl, if you could explain, you know, when would somebody, of course, we partially answered this, but, you know, when would somebody use just a straight L-carnitine? When would somebody choose the acetyl L-carnitine? What's the advantages and disadvantages of the liquid carnitine versus a capsule form and so forth? Would that be something that you think might be worth discussion?
Absolutely. First of all, with any carnitine, and with any nutrient for that matter, it all boils down to quality of the product in and of itself. And I know Blue Bonnet uses exclusively Lonza, which is a very reputable manufacturer out there, of their Carnipure source of carnitine. And, you know, it's produced via a very proprietary fermentation process, which is literally naturally identical to what is found in the body. With that said, and even in my practice, how do I use carnitine? If carnitine works very well to lower triglycerides, as we talked about, its major function is to drive fatty acids out of the bloodstream and into the cell to be burned up and utilized for energy, as the cell can burn up either glucose, immediate store of energy, or fats, a longer storage form of energy. With that said, patients who come to me who look at their triglyceride levels being elevated, I immediately, carnitine is at the top of the list. People who have cardiovascular issues where lipid levels are a little bit out of whack, not just cholesterol, carnitine is used as well. So for my heart or cardiovascular patients, those with lipid disorders, depending upon which lipids are elevated, I use standard straight L-carnitine. For those looking to protect the brain, to deal with dementia or onset, have a strong family history of it. And I mention this because this is important for each and every listener out there who has a family history of some illness in some shape or form. And that is to say, looking at your genetic predisposition, you can kind of circumvent some of these issues by starting with nutrients early on. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about the future of nutritional therapy is in this nutrigenomic category. The old adage is, well, if I have a genetic disease, there's nothing I could do with it. Genes express themselves the way they do, and that's it, and there's nothing I can do about it. That is absolutely false. What we're now finding out in the realm and study of nutrigenomics is that we can influence gene expression. We can change gene expression. So for those who have a genetic predisposition to dementia and their families, it would behoove you to look at the use of the L-carnitine, the acetyl L-carnitine form, since that acetylated form can pass the blood-brain barrier much more efficiently, and then elicit its actions. And its actions we talked about today on the show, and it's very important, again, to be a precursor of acetylcholine, the neurotransmitter for memory and learning. And it's got some great data. So that's how I break it up. Cardiovascular patients, L-carnitine, people who want to, you know, strengthen brain health or address mild dementia, the acetyl L-carnitine form is what I choose.
Okay, real quickly before the break, what's the advantages and disadvantages of the liquid carnitine versus the powder or the, you know, the veggie cap form of carnitine? Well, or is there one?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest advantage is obviously convenience for those who cannot swallow tablets and capsules. It is a lot more immediately available, so to speak. Otherwise, the way the GMPs are gone these days with the breakdown of capsules and tablets to meet certain guidelines, they break down pretty quickly these days. But you can't get more immediate than having a liquid form.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Carl.
Yep.
Okay. All right. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call here in the studio. All right, it's time for our last break. You're listening to The Wilner Window, WR in New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And Carl Germano is with us as well. We'll be back after these messages.
Health begins in the digestive tract, where we absorb nutrients and eliminate toxins. But we usually don't think a thing about our digestive system until it acts up with constipation, gas, or bloating, or heartburn, which is so widespread that I wrote a book to reduce the danger from acid-blocking drugs. The book is called Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. I'm certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because it works for any digestive distress that readers may have or want to avoid. Why Dr. O'Hara's? The bacteria are alive. The capsules contain the nutrient-rich food in which the bacteria were fermented, and the caps also contain the compounds that good bacteria create naturally in self-defense. Those substances encourage the growth of other good bacteria while making life hard for harmful ones. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and accept no substitute.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary. We are celebrating the event with sales, contests, giveaways, and special events. Among the items on sale, we have six of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products. Antiox Phyto Blend, 1 ounce. Lustrous Hair, 2 ounce. Liver Support, 1 ounce. Allergy Complex, 1 ounce. Green Tea Gao, 2 ounce. And Oregano Oil 70, 120 liquid veggie caps. All are on sale at one-half price. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest is Carl Germano. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. And as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, the two New Chapter products, Zyflamen 60 soft gels and Whole Mega 1000 milligram 60 soft gels, are on sale at Wilner Chemist at one-half price. All right, back to the phones. Let's talk to Carol from Queens. Hi, Carol.
Hi. We have a relative who has dementia, and we were giving him phosphatidylserine 2, 500 milligram soft gels. Now, this relative was diagnosed with mild sensitivity to soy. And since phosphatidylserine, it says non-GMO soybean oil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, should he still take this? I mean, he has dementia, and it's supposed to be very good for the dementia. Now, he doesn't take soy in any other form.
Okay. Usually the soy allergy or sensitivity is to the protein in soy. And this part of the soy is the fat of the soy. So most probably he wouldn't react to that. That's the best way to put it. Now, anybody can react to anything, but he doesn't appear to have that type of situation. So I would say you're okay.
To take it,
yeah.
It's a 500 milligram soft gels,
yeah,
a day. And can I ask you about acetyl L-carnitine? We give this to him. Now, this relative, every time he has to go to dentist, he has to have sedation, you know, in the vein. So he has to go in fasting. And then when he comes out, the dentist said, you know, give him like applesauce, you know, for him to, after the anesthesia. Now, would it be good in the applesauce to mix in acetyl L-carnitine, to mix it in with the applesauce, let's say, because we give it to him anyway, 750 milligrams.
If you want to do it that way and it's easier, sure, why not?
I mean, would there be any harm because he has the anesthesia?
No, I wouldn't do anything bad to the applesauce.
No, give him that's the applesauce.
It may make it taste better.
I mean, like, we want, you know why? Because we want him to come out of the anesthesia quickly, which he does. But we were figuring we mix in two 750 milligram.
You don't know, you know, it may, first of all, acetyl L-carnitine may not have the best taste. So you may want to, you don't want to mess up the applesauce. So just give him the applesauce and then give him his supplements.
Okay.
All right.
But
you there's
no problem after it, like mixing it,
out of. No, it's a good thing to mix it, but if it doesn't mess up the taste, and he doesn't care, and you don't care.
Yeah, no, I don't think it will bother him because he has like a little bit of sedation. So we think since it's good to get the
no
brain,
problem, Carol.
I see. Okay.
He may not like the taste, but he won't know it.
That's right. There you go. See that? Yeah, right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Margaret from Millburn, New Jersey. What do you have to say?
Hi. One, I'd like to know what book I could buy by this gentleman that would explain everything he said.
This mysterious gentleman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely mysterious, I'll tell you. Okay. First of all,
you see the cover of the book?
His new book is called The Misled Athlete, and we will be carrying it at Wilner's, but, you know, if you go to his website, themisledathlete.com,
yes,
you'll
correct.
Get some information. That's the best I could tell you about that part.
All right. The other thing is I take acetyl carnitine mm-hmm. with CoQ10. I find it very strong. It almost burns my tummy, and I have to bite the 500s in half and take. It has helped me terrifically, but I'm not taking as much as I should. Mm-hmm. I wondered how I should take the two.
Are you taking it with food?
I thought you was not supposed to.
Well, you don't have to take it with, you know, a large protein meal, but you could take it with a smaller carbohydrate type of meal or snack.
With applesauce.
Carnitine.
Take it.
The applesauce.
That's it.
The coenzyme Q has to be taken with a fatty meal.
That's correct.
Okay, because it's much better absorbed when there's fat around, or sometimes you take it with the fish oil. But the carnitine, I usually have people take it with food, because if the taste is no good and their stomach gets upset, they're not going to take it. So I'm willing to forfeit some of the absorption in return for getting it easier for people to take.
Margaret, how old are you?
I'm almost 80.
Okay, then I would strongly recommend the type of CoQ10 you take, ubiquinol.
Yes, I'm only taking a 100, and I think I could, maybe if I break it apart, take some of the, I don't know how much to take.
You can take one of the hundreds twice a day. Right. At your age, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, and ubiquinol would be excellent for you.
Okay, but there's no reason why you have to take the acetyl L-carnitine and the CoQ10 together. Mm-hmm. Okay, the CoQ10 or the ubiquinol should be taken with food, and the acetyl L-carnitine should be taken with some carbohydrate, like, as Don said, applesauce or maybe a banana, something like that.
Right.
Okay? That would be the best way
to... Ribose with that.
What?
I take D-ribose. I listen to
sure.
you all.
Okay, good.
I'll tell you, Margaret, that's...
I take D-ribose with that, and you know, it's given me a lot more energy, the whole thing. I also take L-glutamine early in the morning. And it you don't need the coffee so much. You begin to think without...
All right.
Good for you. Excellent.
I'll tell you, Margaret, we're going to have to bring you on the radio show or something.
Well, is that
she,
right?
She is on the radio.
That's right. Hey.
All right.
I meant in the studio, Margaret.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Carrie from Brooklyn, you're live on the Wilner Window. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I just want to know what foods I could eat to enhance my brain, because I'm 96 years old and I'm still trying to recapture what I lost. So
Wait. If you're 96 years old, you've been eating the right things.
You should be writing a book, Carrie. You know.
No, I mean to say, I'd like to recover a lot of things that I've lost. You know, my memory isn't that great or things like that. But I would appreciate certain foods that I could eat to really enhance my memory and so on. I take vitamins, of course, but I take fish oil and all that. But any food that I could have for breakfast or lunch or dinner?
Well, the foods break up into different categories. One that supply those neuronutrients. We spoke about some of them, like the omega-3 fats, you know, you find in fish and things of that nature. Things that will reduce the viscosity of your blood so you get better blood flow. You know, Dr. Bedell mentioned olive oil. I would use a lot of that. But then we look at what are the types of foods to reduce inflammation in the brain. And I like the anti-inflammatory diets that really get rid of sugar and caffeine, all those stimulatory products. They provide more of the fruits and vegetables that are high in certain phytonutrients that have anti-inflammatory effects, because reducing inflammation in the brain can make the brain work much, much better, regardless of the things that you use to stimulate acetylcholine. If you don't get that inflammation and oxidative stress down, it's going to be a much more difficult task. Yeah. So,
I'm afraid the diet is less about what to eat than more about what not to eat. That is, you want to have, you know, a reasonable amount of protein, and you want to have some reasonable amount of fish and vegetables and fruit. But it's the bad things that really drive you under. Eating the good things will help maintain you. To try and recapture, if there's a way to do that, it's going to be through the nutrients which are taken as supplements, such as the acetyl carnitine.
I see. There's nothing special, because, I mean, more protein, is that better than anything else to eat? I mean,
No, don't single out anything in particular. Again, the mixed, what we've been telling people for decades, of more vegetables, fruits, more less saturated fat, those are the things that are going to keep you healthy in general. And as Dr. Patel said, get rid of the bad stuff, the sugar, the caffeine, and saturated fat foods. That's what you have to avoid.
Okay, Carrie, thanks so much for that phone call. Okay, let's see what comes up next. Okay, so now we're going to hear a little bit more about why Wilner Chemist is so good.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Holmega and Zyflamin, both now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. Well, we'd like to thank Carl Germano for joining us. Thanks so much, Carl.
It was my pleasure.
Yes, pleasure, and lots of luck with your new book.
Thank you very much.
You know, and we'll have to talk about how we can get it at Wilner Chemists.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Okay. All right. The Wilner Window is heard every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 on WOR New York, WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be back next week. We hope you'll join us.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.